From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. By the way, happy Yom Kippur, those of you of the Jewish faith. I hope you enjoy your holiday. Later on tonight, we're going to take a little leap onto the other side, so get ready for that. That'll be a little later on. And by the way, thank you to all our Canadian and United States radio stations pushing Coast to Coast to the highest affiliate count ever in the history of this program. Thank you so much. Everything you have done supporting this program over the years just keeps getting bigger. A Pittsburgh hospital is working to find and eradicate the source of a rare mold that may have contributed to the deaths of three transplant patients and left a fourth person in guarded condition. Concern over mold at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center Presbyterian flared in early September when mold was discovered in the cardio-intensive care unit, forcing the hospital to move 18 patients. Now, on Thursday, mold-borne illness was discovered in a liver transplant patient who died at a second campus of the hospital. So they are running around scrambling. The mold, commonly found on decaying plants, poses little risk to most people, but can occasionally cause fungal infections in transplant patients. But please be careful. How many people have moved out of their houses for a while because they had mold all over the place, in the walls and everything else? I know people, that's happened to them. A young backpacker has died in Peru after taking the hallucinogenic ayahuasca in an accident cleansing ceremony. The 24-year-old Matthew Dawson Clark consumed the ayahuasca. This is a drink made from vines as part of a seven-day retreat to foster a spiritual awakening. We've talked about this on the program over the years. As a matter of fact, a couple Coast to Coast guests have talked about their drinking of the ayahuasca. Could be very dangerous. Federal jury has convicted a man of murder for pushing his wife to her death off a cliff as they hiked in Colorado's Rocky Mountain National Park. They were celebrating their wedding anniversary. Pope Francis, the cheering crowds at a presidential reception has touched down in the United States, beginning a very historic visit that will also pose a historic security challenge for the officers patrolling his itinerary. The Pope's six-day, three-city visit, which will include D.C., New York, and Philadelphia, will be the biggest multiple-day security event in the Department of Homeland Security history. Now, it's coming from the National Enquirer, but the National Enquirer is reporting that the 67-year-old Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton is suffering from the early stages of the disease multiple sclerosis. A political insider, apparently close to her and her husband Bill, told the Enquirer that she's been working with her staff to keep the medical drama under wraps and that she's doing her best to deal with it. Paul Gersio from the Merlin Project sent me the story today in the link. It's an incredible story. Now, he was on with me just a week ago with George Hart, and we looked at the time tracks of the presidential candidates, and we couldn't pick a winner because their time tracks were very small. Let's check in with Paul. Paul, what a story. Now, it's the Enquirer, but it's still a good story.
Well, you got to remember, George, the National Enquirer broke the story on John Edwards and the affair and whatnot, which took him out of the race. So National Enquirer sometimes gets it right, so you have to be careful, you know, demeaning the National Enquirer. They are good at what they do. The thing about Hillary Clinton that's interesting is that we did not see her becoming the Democratic nominee all the way back to 2 years ago, and told you guys that on Coast.
Yep.
And also, since January, we've been posting a list of the people who weren't going to be president, and that list included Mitt Romney, who immediately dropped out, and Rick Perry, who just dropped out, and Scott Walker, who just dropped out. We were caught completely by surprise at what's going on. But I'll tell you again, it looks like Carly Fiorina and Bernie Sanders have a serious a likelihood of ending up running against each other.
This is going to be very strange. And, Paul, you've still got the Time Tracks available, the app for people. How do they download it?
Well, they download the app by going to the icon on their phone, their smartphone, the app icon. Google, it's Google Play. For Apple, it's the App Store. And they look for something called Time Tracks, spelled TimeTracks. There's no C, but there's an S. And it will say, by Merlin / George Hart, who's my physicist colleague. And they can download that app and try some of this stuff themselves. Lex has the entire list of presidential aspirants and their time tracks posted on Coast to Coast. All I have to do is search for presidential time tracks 2016, and they will find them all.
I suspect we'll be talking to you very soon, Paul. Thank you so much. Paul Gersio from the Merlin Project. His website, by the way, linked up at our Twitter feed at coasttocoastam.com. Well, every time you go and put a little stamp on a letter and mail it away, you help the United States Postal Service, right? But since the Internet has been just going wild, people emailing back and forth, well, and competition from UPS and other things, the United States Postal Service has been losing a lot of money. Listen to this. They lost $51 billion between 2007 and 2014. They have not earned a profit since 2006. The Postal Service, they say, will almost certainly register another multi-billion dollar loss in 2015. For the first two quarters of 2015, it has suffered a net loss of nearly $3 billion. That is a lot of stamps. A Pennsylvania man who acted as his own attorney at a trial, and then he used the novel, though unsuccessful, defense of blaming his evil twin for a string of armed robberies, could have more than a century behind bars to ponder the wisdom of not hiring a lawyer. A rare monkey, I'm not making this stuff up, a rare monkey who snapped a well-known grinning selfie should be declared the photo's owner and receive damages for copyright infringement after it was used in a wildlife book, according to animal rights activists. They are arguing this in federal court. A monkey took his own selfie. And you should think before you take a selfie, because sometimes getting that right angle on those pictures can have serious, even fatal consequences. According to a new study, there have now been more deaths this year from people taking selfies than shark attacks. The death toll for selfie-related deaths now total 12 people, whereas deaths related to shark attacks totals 8. The most recent selfie-related death occurred in India. A 66-year-old tourist died after attempting to take a photo of himself for his friends and family, falling to an untimely death. Lauren Weinstein, of course, expert on the Internet. There's a warning here, Lauren, somewhere, isn't there?
You know, I'm still thinking about that monkey trying to collect his copyright infringement judgment in bananas or something.
I mean, unbelievable.
I can't even go there. It has me completely in a confused state here. You know, the situation with the selfies. Let's face it. People are doing really, really stupid things, and mostly they do it because they want to get the perfect shot, and then they want to post it on, you know, on social media somewhere. And, you know, we have a technical term for people that do this. I mean, it's a tragedy whenever it happens, but that technical term is idiotic. They're not showing common sense. They're putting their lives at risk. And this isn't rocket science.
No.
You know, we could have had the same problem with ordinary cameras, you know, when you think about it, right? I mean, the only difference is that now people want to do it because they want to get it real fast and they want to upload it very quickly to social media. The whole concept of a selfie, of course, has been around since the dawn of photography. But really, people need to, you know, at least put a little thought into this before they, you know, stand on the edge of a cliff and reach out and then
and back up
back a little bit. And go, people are dying that way.
This is crazy.
It's a terrible, terrible thing.
The selfie sticks may have a lot to do with this, too.
Yeah, not only that, I mean, if you're around someone with a selfie stick, you can, you know, literally, you know, have an eye poked out. I mean, there have been serious injuries. There's countries that have basically banned them because they've just had too many injuries and too many concerns. People stick them out car windows and cars go by in the next lane.
These
things happen.
You got to be careful. Hey, I wanted to ask you while we have you, Lauren.
Yeah.
Volkswagen covering up 11 million cars, apparently. They did a little software stuff to pass emissions testing. 11 million cars.
This is just spectacular because this wasn't a software accident. This wasn't a program bug or something. Apparently, somewhere along the line, some years ago, Volkswagen just said, "Hey, you know, we can't meet the emission standards for our diesel cars, but we still want to sell them." So they modified their software so that when the cars are in test mode for smog checks and emission checks, they read fine. And as soon as you disconnect them from test mode, they go back on the road and put out like 40 times the permitted level of pollution. In theory, just the fines, and forget about the lawsuits they're going to be getting from people that are going to be, you know, incredibly angry when they find out to get their cars fixed, they're going to get lower gas mileage and less performance and all of that. Just the fines could be $18 billion in theory. Now,
ouch.
We know they're not going to pay that much. But the real question is, you know, how far does this go up? Something, it's hard to believe that something like this could happen at a low level. And it's just so unethical, and it is such a fraud. It's just staggering from a company of that size and that magnitude. It just takes your breath away.
Unbelievable. Lauren, thank you so much. Remember the story I had yesterday? A pharmaceutical company raised the cost of one of its drugs used to help AIDS patients fighting off parasites. They raised the price by 4,000 to 5,000%. Everybody went nuts today. So the CEO says, okay, we are substantially going to lower the price again to make a little profit. We're not going to, you know, just go ahead and rob everybody. So maybe it worked out. Maybe getting upset worked out in this case. A woman with an itchy ear in China learned that the source of her discomfort was an unwelcome visitor. A centipede crawled into her ear canal. The woman went to the emergency room. Doctors found the bug. It entered her ear canal. Video shows the doctors using tweezers to pull the dead centipede's body out of the patient's ear. They killed it using saline solution. Wow. And up next, our partner, Dr. Joel Wallach, joins us. CriticalHealthNews.com. Get ready for a couple hours of something that could save your life. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Hey, a long time ago in a far-off place, Dr. Joel Wallach and several of his trusted advisors came to me and said, look, we need to get the message out about health-related problems for people. Can you help us? And I hemmed and hawed. I got to tell you, I hemmed and hawed for about a year until I got more and more information about Dr. Joel Wallach and decided, you know what? We as a show, as a network, we're going to partner up with him. We are going to become part of what they do, CriticalHealthNews.com, because we believe in what they do. So on that website, CriticalHealthNews.com, you'll see my face there. I know, don't run away, but you'll see my face there because I endorse what they do. I have checked him out. He happens to be from Missouri, not too far from St. Louis, worked at the St. Louis Zoo. But, you know, I trust this man, and I'm glad to bring you on once a month, Joel. Some people want me to bring you on once a week. Good to have you on the program again.
Well, thank you so much, George. Always enjoy your hospitality. You're a good friend.
I've got a pack of emails throughout tonight I'm going to read from people who have questions for you who may not get through tonight. So I've got that. And I wanted to start by simply asking you, what is happening to people's health these days, Doc? I mean, You hear these horror stories of people getting sick when they shouldn't be getting sick. What's happening?
Well, we have some basic problems, George, and of course the medical system has failed us terribly. When you look at the system, this is where the problem is. With the exception of antibiotics, which can wipe out bacterial pneumonia and bacterial meningitis and abscesses and things like salmonella and E. coli and so forth, With the exception of antibiotics, there's not a single drug out there that cures a disease. There's a quarter of a million prescription drugs in the PDR, the physician's desk reference, and they're all designed to treat symptoms. Now, most of these diseases are treatable to the point where they can be cured. For instance, type 2 diabetes is not a genetically transmitted disease, as doctors would have you believe. It's a simple mineral deficiency. We've known it for 70 years. And I can make America a type 2 diabetes-free country in 2 months or less. And yet, each person who's a diabetic, they follow the medical system, they'll spend $750,000 over a 25-year period when they really should only be spending maybe $3 a day per 100 pounds of body weight. They weigh 200 pounds at $6 a day. And within less than 2 months, they're an ex-diabetic. Then you look at lupus. They say, oh, this is an autoimmune disease. You got to take all these drugs forever. We got to attack your immune system. Your body's attacking itself. And really, it's secondary to a gluten intolerance, which is very, very common. You're not able to absorb certain minerals, and you develop this disease. And all you have to do is get people on a gluten-free diet and give them the mineral supplements, and lupus goes away in weeks. And so this is the problem. The problem is the medical system has become a medical monopoly, which is self-policing, no oversight by anybody. And according to the Center for Disease Control, George, the federal government, the agency that actually tracks this stuff, each year in America, medical doctors kill, injure, and infect 15 million of their customers at their workplace. They don't even get an OSHA ticket.
Jeez.
Infections alone, they kill 90,000 in the hospitals each year. Front page stories in the newspaper. If a foreign entity were to kill 90,000 people in a big city or small
oh, my God.
It'd be war.
Yeah.
And here we have one trade that does it every year, and everybody just shrugs their shoulders and says, well, you know, that's a side effect. You know, you can't win them all. And it's just tragic. And so this is why we spend so much time, and I can't thank you enough for allowing us to share with people to save as many as we can.
Well, I've got to tell you, I have taken many of the supplements that you have recommended. And if I go on a trip and don't take them like you do, you pack everything, I can feel a difference now. Just if I'm gone for a couple days, it's amazing how your body reacts when it's getting the right nutrients and the right minerals and when you stop taking it.
Well, you're exactly right. The human body, all vertebrates, whether you're a crocodile or a hummingbird or a human being or an elephant, all vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and this is to maximize our genetic potential for longevity and health and fending off disease, these sorts of things. As you point out, George, if you're missing any of these nutrients or you get a low dose, you get something less than your minimum daily requirement of that nutrient, your biochemistry doesn't work, and so suddenly now you start getting symptoms. You get fatigue, you have no energy, you're not able to function properly when it comes to making decisions, solving problems, being sociable, you can't hear well. All these things are going wrong because the nutrients you need to make them happen properly, even though you have the genes to do it, your genes can't work without these nutrients. And so what we've learned in the animal industry, remember, I'm a veterinarian and a physician.
That's right.
In veterinary medicine, if you have like a herd of 100 milk cows, we make sure that in their little alfalfa pellets, they're nourished with all 90 essential nutrients. So every cow gives a gallon and a half of milk. If we didn't do that, one cow might give a teacup full of milk, one cow give a pint of milk, 3 cows give a quart of milk, and none of them would give a gallon and a half of milk, which is possible in every cow if you give them all 90 cents of nutrients. In the same way with human performance, whether it's in the office, whether it's just walking down the street, sleeping well, all these things require 90 cents of nutrients, and the medical system says, oh, just eat well, you get everything you need. It's impossible. You cannot do that. Even scientific journals say our baby foods have less than 20% of the nutrients that babies need just to live, let alone function at optimal amounts. They have less than 20% of the minerals and vitamins they require. This came out April 16, 2012, in a very reputable scientific journal that looks at food value. And it's just tragic.
Well, it really is. And I got a call today from my second daughter who has 2 beautiful little girls, and she said, Dad, I just want you to know we'd be lost without you. Everything that you've done for us, we don't know what we would do. And, you know, that backs up exactly what I've been saying for years, is that all of us individually need to take care of ourselves for the people we care about. not just for us, but for the people we care about. That is so important. We're going to come back in a moment more with Dr. Joel Wallach. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do something differently this time. Last time, we only devoted 1 hour to phone calls with Doc Wallach, and we didn't do that justice because I left him with everybody on the lines. This time, I'm going to open them up earlier, so we'll do them next hour and the remaining half hour. The phone lines are open. Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. There is a toll-free number for you where people are there to help you at 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 855-949-RADIO. We're going to take your phone calls a little earlier with Doc Wallach, and by the looks of things, every line is already lit. I've got some email questions for him, too, as we talk about your health. He's from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back with Dr. Joel Wallach. We're going to take your calls. I've got some emails that keep flying in here. And, Doc, I understand you had a little address before the United Nations talking about someone needs to go to jail. Very well received. Give us a quick highlight of that.
Okay, well, that was to receive a lifetime award for natural medicine. And I was very, very proud of that. It was sort of unsolicited, and it was just kind of a surprise when we got the notice. But it did give me an opportunity to speak to ambassadors and their entourages for about 60 different countries, including China and India. And so we spoke to representatives that represented more than half the world's population. And, of course, some tragic things have happened since then. The prince, one of the sons of one of the kings in the Middle East, that died while he was jogging, cardiomyopathy heart attack, and I'm being invited over to work with their young athletes. So it turns out that even though this was a tragic event, that maybe we'll save many, many more. And so it was just really great because the world is hungry for this information. The medical system all over the world has devastated the entire population of the world because there's no law requiring them to cure people when there's cures available. So they choose to treat you because that's where the money's at. And so I'm just flabbergasted because this is an opportunity to take this message and leapfrog through the world with big populations of people that really need our help. And I cannot thank you enough for being an emissary that helped launch this whole project.
Well, we're excited about everything you've been doing, Joel. We're excited about our relationship with you as well. We're going to get to these calls here in a second. I did get a fast blast from someone said, read the number slower. So I will. 855-949-7234. There you have it. They're there to help you answer questions and things like that. Joel, a quick email in from Joe. He says, tell me about the oldest gentleman who passed away in New York. He was the oldest person, yet he ate chocolate regularly every day. What's up with that? What does chocolate do, Joel?
Well, chocolate, of course, has many, many good features, one of which are flavanols, which lower blood pressure. Chocolate is a great antioxidant. It reduces your risk of cancer, reduces inflammation, so it will actually reduce the amount of clogging you have in your arteries. It's called flavanols. And then, of course, again, the antioxidant effect. Chocolate is just such a wonderful thing when it comes to health. It's an herb. Most people don't realize this is an herb, and it used to be the people in Costa Rica made enormous amounts of money. People coming from North America down to South America would sell it as an energy drink, and then people coming from South America through Costa Rica up into North America would buy it as an energy drink. They'd pay gold for it, and so chocolate is a wonderful, wonderful herb, and it does have wonderful effects. It was written up in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Let's see here, I think August 27th, 2003, saying what a wonderful herb it was because it lowers blood pressure more effectively than prescription drugs with no negative side effects.
Wow. And it tastes good.
Tastes good, yeah. When we have several of them for people with blood pressure and they have plugged arteries and all kinds of stuff, it's a great, great product.
Let's go to Colleen in Red Bluff, California to get things started on the wild card line. Hello, Colleen.
How are you guys?
We're fine. Thank you.
Good. I was writing out my questions because I have two little grandkids. One's a 3-year-old boy that has Kawasaki's disease. we are not of the Asian, not mm-hmm. any big deal that way, except for it's rare and non-Asian kids, I understand.
Well, Kawasaki disease is a disease of the vascular system. Babies are born with it, and they get aneurysms, which can be fatal.
Yeah.
It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form, although medical doctors will tell us genetic. And basically, it's caused by a copper deficiency. And
copper.
So what we do for these, and how old is this child?
He's 3 years old. He does have an aneurysm.
And what does he weigh?
He probably, oh gosh, maybe 30 pounds.
30 pounds, okay.
Yeah, and he has been diagnosed with an aneurysm, and he was on Plavix until just last month, and I'm so grateful they let him go on that. But they're saying that he has to have echocardiograms every 6 months and will probably need a bypass by age 21.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we can handle that.
Good.
I actually have some billionaires who had aneurysms, aortic aneurysms, inoperable. And to make a long story short, by supplementing properly with the minerals, we were able to support the body's ability to repair itself, and the aneurysm goes away. We've done this many, many, literally hundreds of times each year for people of all ages. It's tragic that these kids can die suddenly from these aneurysms.
Right.
But the nice part of the story is they're reversible, and they're not genetic. But mother probably has a gluten intolerance, and she may have aneurysms in herself, too, so she needs to be on a gluten-free diet. The mother should be taking one of what we would call the healthy brain and heart packs per 100 pounds of body weight, and that's going to support maintenance repair of the vascular system.
Uh-huh.
The child, at 3 years of age, weighing 30 pounds, one healthy brain and heart pack will last 3 months.
Okay.
Okay, because it's built for 100 pounds of body weight, so one-third of a dose each day, okay, and split that third of a dose in half, so get one-sixth of a dose at breakfast, one-sixth of a dose at dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get him an extra bottle of selenium, our selenium, because we use copper as a cofactor in there to make the selenium work better, but it's a good way to get copper. And this child can have, say, one of our ultimate seleniums at breakfast and one at dinner time, and then the other doses would be one-sixth of a dose of the healthy brain and heart pack every morning and one-sixth of a dose at dinner time, half of a third twice a day. And, of course, no bad stuff, no gluten, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils. And now's the time to jump in. With this age, it's because the body is responding. It'll do very well.
Got to be proactive, don't you, Doc?
Yes.
Chris writes, hey, can you recommend anything for COPD, which is chronic lung disease? What do you do about that?
Well, COPD, chronic obstructive lung disease, of course, has to do with a restrictive disease of the bronchi. So it's very difficult to get breath in, breath out. And this is actually caused by several things, but what I like to do is stop the ongoing damage. If you're around smokers, if you smoke, you obviously got to stop that. If you work around chemicals or dust, you have to wear a mask or stop that. But what you want to do is give your lungs the raw materials to make a hormone that actually dilates the bronchi and gets the respiration going very easily. I've had people who were told they only had months to live, and in 24 hours, or doctors, I don't know what you did, but you don't have it anymore. And so things are wonderful. These things can happen very quickly. And so, again, what I would do for somebody with COPD is give them one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. So if they weigh 150 pounds, I'd give them two healthy brain and heart packs. It has the raw materials in there that gives the bronchi of the lungs the ability to make this hormone, which then dilates the bronchi to get more in, more air out. And stay away from things that are inflammatory. Again, fried foods, processed meats with nitrates and nitrites. Oil, that includes microwave popcorn, theater popcorn, absolutely no olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, salt.
Yeah, you got me off that. I love that stuff. But no more microwave popcorn for me.
Yeah, you can air pop it and then melt some butter, put it on that, safe. But not microwave popcorn. It was a front page story, George. Causes 50,000 heart attacks a year, 20,000.
Oh, God. Unbelievable. Spencer in Atlanta, you're up with us. Go ahead, Spence.
George, I want to thank you for making my late night all right.
All the time, Spencer. All the time. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
I'd like to ask Joel, what did he think about this herbal supplement called Carnivora, or is also known as Venus?
Yep. One of our clients, Joel, has been with us for a long, long time, not a competitor of what you do at Critical Health News, Apparently President Reagan, the late President Reagan, used it a lot, and it helped him build his immune system.
Well, carnivora, as he said, is extract of the Venus flytrap. And it's called carnivora because Venus flytraps eat flies, so it eats meat, so to speak. And it's essentially an herb. It's a plant medicine, and it's an antioxidant. And so it does have great antioxidant properties, which support your immune system and helps fend off things that cause free radical damage. It can contribute to cancer, can contribute to obstructive artery disease, and so on. So it's a good herb, and we love herbs. We have a whole line of herbs ourselves, and now you brought it up, I'll tell them that we need to get carnivora.
What is it, Joel, about things on this planet, supplements, you name it, that battle diseases? It's almost like the maker, the creator, said, okay, so I'm going to create this disease, but over here I'm going to create the cure and put them together, and you'll be okay. What's happening here?
Well, George, you're very astute as usual. Basically, it's biblical. Let all things of the earth be your medicine. Let food be your medicine. These are biblical things. And basically, when you get a disease, it's a thing that's missing in your food. Now, for instance, we need 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients are minerals. And plants only need 3 to be healthy and make good seeds for the next generation. And nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. Now, when you look at the distribution of minerals, let's say iodine around the Great Lakes, there's very little. And so we get a lot of goiter, thyroid disease around the Great Lakes, unless you supplement with iodine. Around the eastern seaboard and out in the northwest, there's little or no selenium in the soil, and so there's a very high rate of cancer. Okay? And so when you look at Jackson, Mississippi, it is the worst place in America when it comes to disease. They have more diabetes, more obesity, more cancer, more Alzheimer's disease, more heart disease of every kind in Jackson, Mississippi than anywhere else in America because there's little or no minerals there, and they eat everything fried. And so if you stop them from eating fried foods, you supplement with the 90 essential nutrients, every doctor in every hospital in Jackson, Mississippi will move out. And so you just have to know which things are missing. And you look at the maps. We've been accumulating maps of the different minerals, where they occur. And if you want to specialize, become a cancer doctor, you go to the place where there's no selenium in the soil. You'll be a very wealthy cancer doctor. Okay? But I like to give everybody the nutrients, and then they don't get cancer.
So Ted writes, he said, ask Doc what he recommends for chronic daily migraine headaches. I can't stand this anymore. Help.
Okay, one of the quickest ways to eliminate migraine headaches is to get on a gluten-free diet and take the 90 essential nutrients. And again, I like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And we have a new product, George. It's called Synaptive. Synaptive. It gives the brain what it needs to have neurotransmitters function properly through the junctions between one nerve and the next. And so you get on a gluten-free diet, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, get rid of all that stuff, and get on the 90 essential nutrients. I like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack for brain stuff, including headaches. And then you throw in the Synaptive, and it's going to support healthy brain function. And the odds are that this gentleman is going to have a wonderful time because we've had literally hundreds and hundreds of people get rid of their migraine headaches very quickly.
That's great. I know of a woman who goes in regularly because she's got migraines to get Botox injections. Ouch! Why would you do that?
Well, because doctors choose to treat people with very expensive things to relieve symptoms. They never tell them how to get rid of the disease.
Mary in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hello, Mary, west of the Rockies.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm so glad I get to talk to you guys. Last month, I threw up for 2 weeks straight. My husband dragged me to the hospital, and they put me in ICU, and they said, you have diabetes. Well, I'd been checked over and over and over again, and it just, hit all of a sudden. Are you there?
Yeah, we're listening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're just
and
listening.
So I was in the hospital for a week, and I had different nurses tell me different things. Hardly saw the doctors at all. I have, there's a diabetes
clinic. Let me quickly
okay.
ask you a question here.
Okay.
And so do they have you on medication? Do they have you on a pill or insulin injection for your diabetes?
They sent me home with insulin, of 24-hour insulin and also...
Okay. Now, let me ask you another quick question. Did they say you had a type 1 or type 2 diabetes?
Type 1.
Okay. Well, if you have type 1 diabetes, you'll never be able to totally get off of insulin.
Okay.
You may or may not have type 1 diabetes many times. And how old are you?
I'm 65.
And you've never been diagnosed with diabetes before?
Never.
Okay. The odds are you don't have type 1 diabetes. The odds are you have type 2 diabetes, but... Did they try tablets at all?
That would be like metformin or something like that.
Right. No, yep. They didn't try anything.
They just went straight to insulin.
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. What do you weigh?
About 130.
Okay. Well, what I would do is get one healthy blood sugar pack.
Get an extra
bottle of what we call Sweeties. Take 3 Sweeties twice a day. And check your fasting blood sugar every morning before you medicate yourself. And as your blood sugar drops, and it will, you reduce your medication as you've been taught to do.
Okay.
And as your blood sugar will keep going down, 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 you take less medication. And let's see, if you can get below your blood sugar below 100 without medication for 10 days in a row, then really you're type 2.
Okay. And I have, since I came home from the hospital, it has been below 100. When I was in
medication?
The hospital, it was like 250 to 300.
But is that with medication?
With medication.
With medication.
Yeah. Okay, now that's good. You have it under control. We have to see that type 1 diabetes is what's called an inborn error of metabolism. Your mother was missing something during pregnancy, and the islets of Langerhans, the beta cells that produce insulin, instead of having 100,000 of these cells per islet of Langerhans, you might have 5, so you're not making enough insulin.
Okay.
But you can't go until you're 60 years old and have type 1 diabetes because it's something you're born with.
Right, I just didn't know.
You're going to have it diagnosed long before that. And so at any rate, let's see. We'll find out very quickly, and you just take the healthy blood sugar pack, get another bottle of the Sweeties, so you can take 3 twice a day, and just be sure to take your fasting blood sugar before you medicate yourself and adjust your medication as your blood sugar drops. And see if you can get your blood sugar down below 100 for 2 weeks in a row without medication.
All right. Good luck, Mary. Doc, real quickly before the break, Kevin writes, one of our listeners, that he has had retinitis pigmentosa. He has never really done anything to improve the condition, but he would like to challenge you to some kind of clinical trial where a number of people with RP try to get helped or cured with what you would recommend.
Well, retinitis pigmentosa is kind of a cousin to macular degeneration, and I've done all kinds of challenges with doctors, and one of the apologies of a doctor that gave me 27 cases, George, that were legally blind 6, 8, 10 years, and within 90 days they could all read 20/20, only 2 required glasses, 25 of them didn't even require glasses, and he made me a CD called Seeing is Believing, telling about the challenge and so forth. And so we know how to do this. And again, they need to get rid of the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. And that gets rid of the inflammatory stuff that damages the retina of the eye. The retina has a great power to heal itself, wants to heal itself. And so get on one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Take 3 of our Vision FX twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. Throw in what we call Immortalium, which helps stimulate the production of and the function of stem cells everywhere, including the retina of the eye. And then call us every couple of weeks and let us know how the vision's going.
Okay, stay with us. We're going to come back another full hour to go of phone calls with Dr. Joel Wallach, so don't go away. Again, his website, criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that toll-free number again to help you do whatever you need to do to take care of yourself. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO.